This is the Best of Daily Devotions by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information, go to believerstogether.com.
When someone gives you a gift, do you say, "Well, that's very nice. How much do I owe you?" No, of course not. The appropriate response to a gift is simply thank you. Yet, how often Christians, even after they've been given the gift of salvation, somehow feel obligated to try to work their way to God? Because our salvation and even our faith are gifts, and we should respond with gratitude, praise, joyfulness, and a great big thank you. We're in Ephesians chapter 2 today, beginning in verse 8, where Paul the Apostle wrote, "Because of his kindness, you have been saved through trusting Christ." And even trusting is not of yourselves. It too is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good we have done, so none of us can take credit for any of it. Now again, this is the simplest plan of salvation found in the Bible. Our salvation, plain and simple, is a gift from God. He found us, He chose us, and He saved us out of His grace. Just like Israel before us, we don't deserve it. We aren't special. He just chose us because He's sovereign and He did so. So gang, we need to pack up all of our works and self-righteous ideals and simply put them in the garbage because you have nothing. John 6:44 states it clearly for us, where Jesus says, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him." The Greek perfect tense, it denotes the certainty of this, that God has given us salvation. The perfect tense says we have been saved in the past and are just as thoroughly saved in the present. That's a perfect salvation. God gives, man receives. God holds us secure, and we live out our days in the kingdom realm. Our faith in this fact unleashes that grace to pour through our lives. And yet He gives us that very faith. We can't even claim that on our own. So again, this salvation has nothing to do with your righteousness or your unrighteousness. It has nothing to do with what you do or don't do, because you can't earn it, not in a million years, and you can also not out-sin that power. After all, how can you affect anything if you're dead? Remember where this passage began? You're dead. So what can you affect? Verse 10 of our text, Paul goes on and says, "It is God Himself who has made us what we are and given us new lives from Christ Jesus. And long ages ago, He planned that we should spend those lives helping others." So what will our answer be to all of this then? Will we actually respond to His grace, to this merciful, undeserved redemption? The way we answer this question tells whether we truly grasp what Paul has been telling us. It shows whether we really truly understand salvation at all, whether what it means and the amazing glory behind it. Look, our good works will never save us. But let us be sure of this fact. We have been saved that we might go out in our transformed state, out as the trophy of God's grace, and indeed do for Jesus. We have been created in both physical and spiritual truths to actually act upon the presence of Christ in our lives. We are called to service, called to set aside all the excuses, the distractions, even the idols of this life, and serve Him with a passion. The level to which we struggle with that truth is equal to our understanding and our embrace of salvation, and really the cost of such to God and to Christ. Honestly, that this dichotomy is really only a problem for those who aren't really born again, for those who want to embrace the personal effects of the cross but not embrace its glory or its responsibility. So why can we not place Jesus first? Why do we so often not seek first the kingdom of God? Is it just because we don't love God as He loves us? Look, the Bible clearly tells us that we are saved apart from good works, but we are saved unto good works. Good works are the aim of our salvation and the evidence of our faith. Read it, James 2:17 through 18. Now, works never produce salvation, but salvation always produces good works. And a man is not justified by works, but a justified man works. We are his workmanship. The word in the Greek is poema. That's where we get our word poem. Hey, like that, gang. We are God's poem today. So let me ask you this. How are you going to answer God? I leave you with this today. Imagine for a moment that you are terminally sick and you only have a few days to live. You wrap things up, you say your goodbyes, you come to terms with your imminent departure. But as you get more sick and you're nearing the end, suddenly and inexplicably, there's a last-minute cure. You know what? You were dead, but now you're alive. It was all over, you were dead, but you've been given new life. So let me ask you something. In light of this, how will you live today? What will your life be like for you from here?
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believer City Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information about Tim Dodson or Believer City Church, go to believerstogether.com.